get into the Dine Havdala al Hayayin.
That's the name of the packet. We'll see how far we get. If we do finish this, I gave someone the packet. We'll get to the next topic. I hope, Ezrat Hashem, to after this topic, see how far we get here, there's really one more shiur after Dine Havdala al Hayayin. The Samim Ner Malav Malka we can probably do all in one shiur. And then we'll start the Los Asay. We'll start the Malachis, not the Los Asay, the introduction to the Los Asay, which will take us a couple of weeks. To get into that subject. Okay, so let's get into Dine Havdala al-Yayin, which is Siman Reish Sadik Vav in Shulchan Aruch. We read Sif Aleph last time, at least part of it. We read the Shulchan Aruch in source number one, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Seder Havdala, the order of Havdala is Yavne. Yayin, Bisamim, Ner Havdala. That is what we do, Bisimanech Yavne. Bisharach Nizar, Shlo Yeyakos Pagum. As we saw in Ilkas Kiddush, what is to make sure that the kos is not pagum? The definition of pagum, the normal definition of pagum, as we discussed last year, is wine that somebody drank from. Somebody drank from wine, that's called pagum. That's called halachically putrid, halachically used. And therefore you shouldn't use it. And how do you determine pagum? So if you drank from it, but we also said, if you remember, if you have pagum wine and you pour it into non-pagum wine, that makes everything pagum. Because you always go by what's poured in. So that's why we mentioned that those who, let's say, poured a cup of wine, you only drank a little, but sometimes Havdalah it happens. Havdalah it happens that you don't want to drink a whole cup of wine by Havdalah, so you have most of the cup, you have to drink a Revias, a row of Revias, so you have most of the cup left. So what do? So, in order to be careful, first, we take some of the bottle and put a little more into the cup. So now I have made everything in the cup non-pagum, and then I can pour the rest of the cup back in. If I didn't do that, if I just took the wine cup that I drank from and poured it right into the bottle, now I have pagumed up my entire bottle of wine. And l'chatchila, I'm not supposed to use that for Kiddush and Havdalah. That is why you might have seen people first pour a little wine into the bottle, and then you can pour it back in to the for the bottle into the cup, and then back from the cup into the bottle. In the l'chatchila, we have that by every kosher bracha. We should use non-pagum wine. Ramah, Hagav, Minog Lomar, Kodim Abdallah, Shausin Babayas, there's a Minog before the Abdullah you make at home, to say Tsukim, for Simintov, Hinekel Yeshuasi, Kos Yeshua Sesav, by Yehuda Maisaora, Simintov, beautiful. That was the last thing we discussed last week, why only in the house? What about in shul? Why don't we say the psukim in shul, and many shuls where they do make Abdallah, we'll talk about whether it's appropriate to make Abdallah in shul, but even the shuls who make Abdallah, many of them do not say the psukim, they just start off with Bari Priya Gafen. We mentioned that last week from the Aruch HaShulchan in source number 2, that is to teach the Hamon Am that is not part of Abdallah. All the psukim are nice and wonderful, but that's not really the ikar part of Abdallah. Abdallah starts, Bari Priya Gafen. Just like Shabbos morning, Kiddush starts, Bari Priya Gafen. That's all it is. And that is why we saw the Pesachei Tshuva says in the base of El, Rachman al-Islan, where there is no Simin Tov that week, they skip those psukim. And Avel is chayiv in all mitzvahs. An Onin is part of the mitzvahs. But an Avel after Kfura is chayiv in all mitzvahs, the chayiv in Abdallah. But they do not say those psukim, says the Pesachei Tshuva, in source number 4. They just start off with Bori Paragafen, like the minhag in many shuls. Good. Related to the Seder of Havdalah, the order that we just said, there's another some sheets up here people don't have. There's some extra sheets here. The order of Havdalah says B'chai Adam, source 5. It has happened to me in the past. Maybe it's happened to you or somebody in your family. You start saying Havdalah, you're saying Havdalah, and all of a sudden, Vorei, Ma'orei, Minei. Right, the old switcheroo, right? You either go through the whole thing, you say the bracha of Bari Mirah first by mistake, you're supposed to say Bari Mirah Besamim first. Or, maybe my kavana is, I see the candle in front of me, and then all of a sudden in my head I'm like, what's that? I'm saying Bari Mirah, I wanted to say the other one. So what happens if you switch the order, and, or if you remember in the middle, so it says the chayadam, it's the chayadam milchus brachos. Not in Ilchas Havdalah. Ilchas Brachas, source 5. Mikol Makom, Lechadchila, in Sarek Levarek Beis Brachas, if somebody has to make 2 brachos, Kigon, Borei Minei Besamim Ubori Merei Ha'esh, one has to make 2 brachas in a row, Ubirech Al-Daas She'yavarek Borei Merei Ha'esh, and when I said Shem Hashem, which is the crucial part of the bracha, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, I was thinking Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh, I was thinking that. Then Nizkar, and I remembered Sheroi Lahakimus Abasamin, and then I remembered, oh, I'm saying the wrong bracha, even if I didn't say the wrong words yet. Yisayim Ma'orei Ha'esh. I should finish what I was thinking the whole time. Because when I was saying Shem Hashem, I was thinking Bo Rei Maori Ha'esh. That determines the bracha. This is based on Gemara in the first parak, first parak of the Sefer Brachas, where it talks about if you have in mind one food, you think it's beer, you think it's wine. Whole discussion there, what you're supposed to finish. So the Chayyadav said, if you, whatever you're thinking at the time of Shem Hashem, that's how you should finish it. In the order of Gamakev. Pesamim, Ner, the order of the Ma'akev, one should try to think Pesamim, because that's what the Takana is to do first, but if you think in Ner, finish the Bracha. Kiva, Shehoisa, Kavanasa, Lakach, Peshaz, Eskaras, Hashem, Kiva, the Yishom, and Deloyasa. Some say that if you switch, you have to Shem Hashem, you're not Yotzi the Bracha at all. Bachain, Mutav, Shishana, Haseder, Bisayim, Karai. That's just one note regarding the order. If somebody switches the order totally, it's for sure okay. Don't worry about it. Right, you said Mariah first, so everybody's looking, Right, so I did it wrong, but it's okay. One is allowed to switch the order. That's related to the Seder HaAvdol. Okay, back to the Ramah, source number one. The Ramah now quotes a minug, which is lends itself to a discussion of what exactly we are supposed to do. Continuing the Ramah at the end of line 2, Rishas Abdullah Yitzneu Einei and Bakos of Aner, one should look at the coats and the candles, the Noagin Lishpo Mikoshal Yayin Al Haaretz. There's a minug to pour from the cup of wine onto the grounds. Kodem Sheyisayim Bari Priyagafen. There's a minug to pour before you finish the bracha Bari Priyagafen. Kidei Shelo Yehei Akos Pagum. So that the coast is not puggled. That's why you do it before you finish Bari Pri Agape. Doesn't explain why you do it. And what does puggle mean here? Didn't we just say puggle means wine that you drank from? So obviously the Ramah is using puggle here in a very unusual sense. Puggle means you shouldn't start a bracha with poured out wine and half a cup because it's not appropriate. Puggle is not just means it's not correct. It's not clear exactly what pagum means. But then what's the purpose of this? Why are you pouring wine? The Tam HaShvicha says the Ramah, why are you pouring wine? The Amrina, and look at the Lashon. He says, pour. The Noagin Lishpoch Mikoshel Yayin. Pour from the cup of wine. So why do you do this? The Amrina, because he quotes the Gemara, Kol Bayish L'Nishpacho Yayin Kemayim Ein Bo Simen Bracha. Any house that wine does not flow like water, does not have Simen Bracha in it. So, just like we said, the Pesukim, we want to have Simen Bracha in our houses on mostly Shabbos, the beginning of the week, so we pour out wine. The show like, it's flowing. Simen Bracha, there's so much here, we have plenty. Right? And we do it at the beginning of the week for a Simen Tov. That's what the Ramah says. Anybody ever sees somebody take a cup of wine and pour it? Like Dam Sfardeya? It sounds like from the Ramah. Just read the Ramah Pasha. You pour from the cup of wine. Right, we're used to the idea, as we'll see soon, of overflow. Overflow. You just pour enough in. But the Ramah, these Lashon of Shoftim, the Taz on this Ramah is very bothered. Going back down to source number 6. The Taz, he said, before you finish Bar Priyagafen, you don't want to make it pugum, said the Taz. Aimless a pirish. I don't know what the Ramah's talking about. Pugum. Pugum means you drank from it. What does pugum mean in this context? Levush Kaz of Levush explains the Ramah, Shalo Yishpoch Ad Sheyaskil Tchila HaBracha. Don't pour the wine out until you first started the bracha, because if you pour before you start the bracha, that's it's not such a covet for the bracha. Kidei Shalo Tchila HaBracha goes pugum. It says the Taz Beit HaMozeh. I don't understand that either, because that's not what pugum means. I don't exactly know what pugum means here in the Ramah. Continuing, the end of line 3, Visukasha, Ha'ein Shayach Pagum, Ela Imkein, Shosem Imenu. Only if you drink from the wine does it become Pagum. So I don't understand the delay in the Ramah. And finally, Visunire, and also, forget the Pagum issue. Ze'ein Minakze Yafe, Luvarek Bracha, Velishbach Alaris. I think it's a design. You make a Bari Paragafen, and before drinking the wine, you pour some out. That's nice. Hoshel bracha. The ein lecha bizayin bracha gadamizu. That's terrible. How can you just take a cup of wine and pour it out before you drink from it?
I thought you didn't finish the bracha.
So even before you, whether in the middle of the bracha, after the bracha, before you're pouring wine out before you drink from it. Says the Taz, I don't think you should go like the Ramah. We'll see the Aruch HaShulchan is going to say that this pshat that the Taz is going to give, he thinks is the pshat of the Ramah. But the Taz at least thinks, I don't like Raman, therefore I'm going to give another pshat. Ela nira linog, kamosha matsasi v'sefer echad. You should do like what I saw in a certain sefer. Nikra yishnochlin, chibra achasin mari shaptos. Zal, I think the yishnochlin is the Shlo HaKadosh's father. I think that's the yishnochlin is. She matsasi kasuv, memchav matsasi kasuv. She b'sha'a, she memalin akoshal brachal avdala. You don't pour anything out. That would be bizayin. You take a cup and you pour it out? No. When you fill up the kos originally, la'avdala yimal'enu al-kol kadosa. Fill it up to the tippy-tippy top. Fill it up to the brim. Don't pour anything out. You fill it up to the tippy top. Continue. V'yishpoch od v'inyish yishpoch al-aretz. Ma'kosh akli malimod. You fill it all the way up. It spills over, especially when you pick it up. That's what it means. That's not a bizayin. You're not pouring anything. You're letting it overflow. Overflow symbolizes shefa, bracha. That's a sin in bracha. That's a good thing to do. Don't pour anything out. You fold up a cup, you pour it out? No. Says the Taz, what one should do is let it pour it very full until it overflows. That's what it means, that wine should flow like water. You should not pour any out. That is what I do, says the Taz, in my house. That's what I do. Fine. Then he adds, though, just a drush, which is a nice pshat. Once we're talking about this Gemara, let me give my own vart. He says, what does it mean that a house that wine does not flow like water? There's no sin in bracha. What does that mean? Lo nearly, it does not appear to me that tzivuch hachamim lishpoch yayin. I don't think Chazal want you to pour water out, pour wine out. Any house that wanted to flow, what they wanted you to do about pashas, pour wine all over the floor. Oh, baruch Hashem. What does that mean? The other Rabbi Yisrael Bazer, but it's an isser to do that. So what does it mean that wine should be like water? Ela line 5. The diskavnu lomar shelo yisrages adam bebeso afilu miyera lo hezek the hayu shekfer nishbach yain b'shogeg ayishum echem ibrei abayis. If somebody spills your fancy wine on the table, you should think of it as water. That's the message. We shouldn't get angry when wine spills. Wine is the most expensive thing in the house. Any house that wine spilling is not like water spilling, they don't have sin in bracha? That means I'm to get so angry. When wine spills out, there's no sin in bracha, because it's an angry house. I have to be, I have to react like water spilled. But what do we always say? Whenever somebody spills, it's only water. That's the best reaction. If it's only, it doesn't stain, it's fine, it's easiest to clean up, it's only water. Those are or Sprite. Those are the best three words we hear after a spill. Anything else? I bet. Right? So says the Taz. That's what the Gemara means. We have to look at wine spilling like water spilling. The darker should be other less raggy is bishop said people get angry. Al Kane Amar Kobai Shinsha Yayin Shinishvak Bishoge Nakshabo Kilo Elamayim. That doesn't have sin in bracha. But either way, what do we see from the Taz? Halachah Maisa? What is one supposed to do? One is not supposed to pour out any wine. Just overflow the cup. You fill it up very full and overflow the cup, and in that way, you will have wine spilled out. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Also, it quotes this Taz in Sur 7. Bachronim Hiskimu. Bachronim agreed. Lo Yishpo, Pashas Bracha Klau. Don't go like the Pashas of this Ramah. El Bashash and Mose Yishfenu Male Al Kol Kedosav. She Yishbach Al Aretz. Right? When it gets full, you pour it out as it overflows. Also, don't do tons. Doesn't Mishnah Berurah. You don't have to have a whole bowl. You don't have to have the coast sitting in a whole bowl of wine. A little bit. Enough to put out the candle with, as we will see. Okay, but that is the Taz, that's the Mishnah Berurah. And I gave you the next source. In Source 8, Derech HaShulchan, I think that's even Pshat of the Ramah. That's even Pshat of the Ramah. He works it into the words, how the overflow could even be Pshat of the Ramah. Okay, that's in terms of the Shvichas Yayin.
Since pogam means it was drinking from.
So right, so I don't. He didn't get. Nobody gave an answer to what pogam means there.
No, it was drinking from. Then overflowing it would. It,
okay. Would it over? Well. But it seems like the reason he's saying is that it's not pogam. That's what you should do it after you started the bracha. So it's not exactly sure what the Ramah is driving at there. Okay, let's continue. So that is in terms of the order, the terms of pouring the wine. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes the Sifkat and Gimel. That one should. Did I give this to you? I give this to you. Oh, yeah, I gave it to you. In source. Even before that. Once we're talking about pouring the wine, so there is a. Or overflowing the wine, there is a custom quoted In Minhag Yisrael Torah, who in source number 10, I did not find anyone else, and neither did he, that discusses this Minhag, but it is somewhat of a prevalent Minhag. Kaz Rabbi told to Shmuel, Umashe Noagin Hamon Am, Lahoshit Ha'etzbaos Halachin Beyayin, Zeh Shekobos Aner, seen people stick their fingers into the wine, after Abdallah, eyes, pockets, right, money, vision, Lavati Yadayim Shel Bamushan, they put their into their pockets, Lo Matsasi Ka'es B'Shemako. If the Minhag Yisrael Torah, which is a sefer that gathers all the Hasidish Minhagim from all over the place, if he says he didn't find it anywhere, that's a pretty strong statement. He says, I didn't find this anywhere written. The Gam Lo Ra'isi Kin, he's a Madaktikin, I'd come. I didn't find it anywhere. I'm not Magam Shemeshel, and he's a Makarzeh, Avobikin Yodua, Shigam Madaktikin Nogukin. Okay, we don't know why it's done, but people do it. People do it. Quote, Zareinu v'chaskeinu yar bekachol. That's what the it's connected to. Our kesesh b'imar b'simen tov. It's great at simen tov. See, your parnas is starting tomorrow. Right? So you take the wine, which is from a kosher bracha, you put it into your pockets. We can see where it came from, but it doesn't have such a strong source in the svar. That is related to the poured wine. The Mishnah Berurah now says also in Sifkan Gimel that one should make sure that they are concentrated during Havdalah. Like we spoke about by Kiddush, Havdalah is a mitzvah, Daraisa or Drabana. Could even be a mitzvah Daraisa. We shouldn't be focusing on other things. We should be there. We should be listening, eyes closed, eyes open, whatever it is. We should make sure that he said this. Look at the coast. The Mavdil should be looking at the coast, that he's not focusing on anything else, and he has kavana to be motzi the others around him. That is the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Gimel. In Sifkatan Vav, we will see in next source, B'shtia sakos tihiye b'yeshiva. We will talk a little bit later about, is Havdalah said sitting or standing? We spoke about Kiddush by Lapa, same with Havdalah. There's going to be a machlokas aposim about that. We'll talk about it. But everybody agrees that when you drink the wine, one should be sitting. We're not supposed to drink the wine standing. It's like Hefker. Unless it's impossible, like you're at a Kiddush. You're at a Kiddush and there's no seats, so what can you do? You have to drink your wine. You shouldn't be drinking your wine as you're walking. So at least in a kavua spot, we drink our wine then. But here, when we're at home and we're about to sit down, you know, everybody agrees that it's better of derech eretz to drink the wine sitting down. That's the Mishnah Berurah, Tiyah B'Yeshiva, the Inshosin Wumalach Achila. We don't drink standing up. That's derech eretz, so we don't eat on the run. Gemara says we don't eat bread while we're walking in the shuk. Once heard from Rabbi Victor Miller. Have you heard any of his takes? He was a unique individual. So somebody once asked him, you know, what happens? You know, you're not supposed to eat a slice of pizza while you're walking. You're not supposed to eat bread. But I'm eating a cookie in the shuk. The Gemara said, if you eat a bread in the shuk, you're like a caleb, you're like a dog. So what happens if you eat a cookie? He says, you're only like a pup. So he said, the time of the halacha is that we're not supposed to be doing, in the shuk, we're supposed to be walking. We're not supposed to be eating on the run. Yeah. He didn't see it. Find it in any sefer. Didn't find it. Like usually, you have minhagim that are quoted in earlier sources. There's sources in the early achronim of minhagim. There's sources that are in the later achronim. He didn't find this minhag anywhere. He sees people do it, but he didn't find it anywhere. Usually, minhagim have some basis in certain written sources. He didn't find it in any written sources. Okay, one other point related to the drinking of the wine. Here we go. So the Mishnah Berurah says it should be drank sitting. The Shmir Shabbos, we'll come back to the rest of that in a minute, but first skip for it to 13 for a second. The Shmir Shabbos says, I should drink first. After I say, and I'm off to the chol, I should drink first. First thing I should be worried about. Before I put somebody else in the family puts the candle in the puddle of wine, I should drink first. I made a bar for Gavin. I don't have any more hafsekin between the bracha and the rest of Havdalah. I should drink first and then worry about putting out the candle. So I should drink sitting. I should drink first before I put out the candle. And now comes the custom of women drinking. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Nagu Anashin back to source 12, Shelo Lishtos Mikoshel Havdalah. There is a custom that women do not drink from the Havdalah wine. Most hold this is Alpi Kabbalah. 99% of sources don't really give a reason for this. They go Alpi Kabbalah. The Tosefta Shabbos the great Achronim from 80 years ago, quotes, "Batam Kasa Bishwa Kadosh Mishum De Eitz Hadas Vayogefen," last week's parsha, if you say the Eitz Hadas was a vine, Ba'al Yedei Achet Nitralam Dam Nidus Vahavdila Min Adam Havdala, right, Dam Nida is connected to Misa, and that came from Havdala, you separated the husband and the wife, out of connections Alpi Kabbalah, but most sources are Alpi Kabbalah. I once heard from Rav Melech Schechter, Schechter's father, that when he was driving back and forth from Borough Parks, he told me he thinks this minhag started in the days, hundreds of years ago, when wine was very scarce. And wine was very scarce. They wanted to try to minimize people drinking from the coast. So if they say it, that's already half the population. So the women, the minhag made for the women not to drink the wine. So you think this started on some Lamaisa level. There wasn't enough wine around, so this custom started. There are all these folk tales, what's going to happen if a woman drinks the Havdalah wine. Either way, it seems to be Alpi Kabbalah. There is, though, one halachic reason given. Yes? No, there is one halachic reason given, suggested by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Source 15 in the Har Tzvi. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach, Yalpi anal omar sha'are agon, agon versus Zalman Meltzer, was says tam gamba b'chinat halacha alzeh. Rav Tzvi Zalman, he quotes Rav Tzvi Zalman, a halachic reason. Shanago nashin shalot del mayayin b'kos avdala. Why? Mishum. The anu choshishin. The shema halacha kashita sa'omim d'nashin b'turos may avdala. We're going to talk about this in the Shev a little later. Are women obligated to follow an avdala or not? We know that women are obligated in Kiddush, but are women obligated in Abdullah? That's going to be a major machlokas rishonim, as we will see. So, maybe the halacha is that women are pturos from Abdullah. If that is true, so then what? Ul shita zu ha'amein shehi osa al birchas ha'or ve'ha'avdallah ha've'hefsik. Remember the order. The first bracha we say is Bori Pri HaGafen. Then we say Besamim and Eishan HaMavdil. But if a woman is not obligated in those last three brachas, and she's just drinking the wine, then she said three amens in between her Bori Pri HaGafen, which the husband said for her, and her drinking the wine. That's a hefsek. Can't just say a bunch of, after I make a bar create on an apple, and I hear five different brachas. Amen, 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 amen. I take a bite of the apple, it's a hefsek. Right after I make a birchas on nanin, I have to be nanin. So it suggests, for Tzvi Pesach, if we hold, like the other opinion, that women are pturos, then maybe the amens are a hefsek. B'yish l'ayin, not sure about this, maybe it's mitzas, the soap sofa, chayevas l'adam yisafek, l'maiser, Tzvi Pesach said, I'm not sure if this is such a good reason, such a strong reason, l'maiser, she has to make Abdallah, because of the machlokas aposkim, and also it's not really a hefsek, because it's become part of Abdallah. The same Shiloh comes up, by the way, on Yontif night. On Yontif night, I didn't give this to you, but on Yontif night, when a woman, let's say by the Seder, that's when it really comes up, but that's when women have their own coasts. So everybody's saying Kiddush, and at the end of Kiddush, we say a Shachianu. Women said Shachianu a half an hour ago when they lit candles. So many posts can say they should make sure, and the Bala Seder has to announce this, if the one is mocker for this opinion, women should drink right after they finish Kiddush while the men are busy saying Shachianu. Because the women already said a Shachianu. They shouldn't say a Shachianu again, and they shouldn't say Amen. Therefore, there are certain Haggadahs that quote that Chumrah that women should not repeat that Shachianu unless they specifically had in mind that Shachianu is only for the candles and not for the Yom of Yontif. Either way, a similar issue comes up. So this is a suggested halachic reason why women should not drink from the Abdallah wine, but most assume as Alpi Kabbalah, and as we will see later on, if there's no other choice, then they have to drink from the Abdallah wine, as we will see a little bit later when we speak about women. One final point before we get to Sif Beis. Says Rav Moshe in source 16, the Mavdil should make sure that he drinks enough. Sometimes it happens, you make a very begafen, koshal bracha, right? The requisite amount has to be drunk. We spoke about, does the Makadish have to drink it? Could you combine? But many times, especially by Abdallah, everybody's running, yeah, everybody's busy, and nobody wants to drink wine. You just take a little sip and you put it down. Nobody was Yotzei Abdallah. If the kosher bracha is not drunk, then it wasn't Abdallah or Kos. So one should make sure to remember, the Mavdil should remember to make sure to drink a cheekful. Bidvar Shashomim Eich Sheechad Mavdil. He answered it in a specific way. Shemar Mudara Kodim Shias Anadam Malay Lugma. What if somebody spoke, started to speak before he drank? But what happens a lot? Bo Reb Yagapet Shavuato. Shavuot Tov, and again, they have to drink yet. Everybody's celebrating the Shavuot Tov. It should be a great week. So the mission, so says Moshe, are they not Yosei? The guy didn't drink yet. They're already mopsik. He's being mosi them in Abdallah. Vadei hu shaloka ha-ra'ui. It's definitely not appropriate to do l'chathila. L'chathila ma'achad ha-shtiyah mi'akos. Chazina shu l'chiyuba. B'chashiva kosher bracha. If the takana was, or the takana, either way, Abdallah al-akos is durabana. Even if Abdallah is durabana. But Chazal said to do Abdallah on a kos of wine. So at least l'chathila, we should make sure not to talk before the mavdil drinks the requisite amount of the kos. One has to make sure to try to do that. And he should make sure to drink it. A, to drink the right amount, and B, people shouldn't be shouldn't start talking until he drinks that amount of wine. Okay, that is all Sif Aleph, all about the pouring of the kos and what to do with the kos and drinking of the kos. That's all Sif Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Beis, source 17. Ein Mavdilin Al HaPas. We're not allowed to use bread for Havdalah. Use wine for Abdallah. You could use other beverages right now, but not bread. Avalala Sheikhem Abdilin. Make Abdallah on beer. In Muhammad Medina. If it's a beverage of the land. And as we know that the Gra was makbid to make Abdallah on beer Mosai Pesach. Why? Even though he ate a lot of masa, he wanted to show that he was doing Kilashay Mitzvah. So right after Pesach, he ran out to a guy, he bought beer, which is chametz, in order to make Abdallah on to show that he was only eating the matzah, l'shem mitzvah, and right after Pesach, he went and bought beer to make Abdallah on. So you ought to make Abdallah on beer, but not on bread. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because Abdallah has nothing to do with the Suda. We spoke about that what's Abdallah longest according to the Rav? It's the beginning or it's the mavdil between Suda Shabbos and Suda Shol. So, but it's not connected to a Seuda. So that's why you can't use it. Well, Dami L'Kiddush, says the Mishnah Berurah. The shiny Kiddush. Shubamakam Seuda, lavi mi'in yinatzorach l'Kiddush. Masha'en kein ba'avdala. So one cannot use bread, but one can use other beverages. The Mishnah Berurah does say, though, that still wine is l'chatzkila. Wine / grape juice. Right? Still l'chatzkila to make Abdallah on wine. Right? That's what he says in 19. Im emo yayin. Still, wine is the best for Abdal. Still, it's the chashivas of the mitzvah. So one should use other. Chazal afligo gamkein begodel a mitzvah, as we saw last week. Chazal spoke about the greatness of doing it on wine. What about other drinks, other beverages, other liquids? So the Mishnah Berurah also says in 21, the al yesh ein kedai lahavdil schnapps. Once somebody always made Abdallah on schnapps because he likes how the fire goes. He puts the candle light, the whole thing lights up. There's a big fire afterwards. Right? Because schnapps is flammable. Yesh, Mishnah Berurah says it's not a good idea. Why? The Kozma Magad Avram, the Koz Abdallah, Ragal Amadul Shosa Kulo. Bein Mashke made up an Ebayas. Yesh Kozma Kayimze. You're going to drink so much of it. You drink so much of it, it's difficult. If you have to, you have to. But also, related to what we discussed last year, Kosher bracha, according to Rove of the Poskim L'chatzkila, you have to have the shear. And yashnash on glass is not enough. As we spoke about by Kiddush. Right? So, already by Kiddush it shouldn't be done. So also by Abdullah it also shouldn't be done. Same problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah on the left side in 21, Achizar, Lishav, Mimen, Al Kopanik, Kamali, Lugma, Shu, Rove, Revius, Bim, Lava, Yatsa. Therefore, it's not a good idea to use schnapps. What about the milk? He says, maybe that's a big discussion in the postkin. Again, once one is stuck in a certain situation, you know, milk, orange juice, all these types of beverages are quite good. It comes up on Motsoi Shabbos Chazon. That's where the big Shiloh comes up. Supposed to use wine, because you can't have wine during the week. Supposed to use wine, supposed to use beer. So let's say I don't like beer. I've never had beer in my life. I've never had it, so I can't say I don't like it, but I have no taiva to have a beer. So what about this? So some posts can say use wine, it's still Shabbos. Or some say use wine and give it to a child. Right, different opinions. But say none of those options were there. So orange juice, milk, all of these are questions of the postkim. And b'di'eved, in certain cases, one can be mako. What about soda? soda is a big shiloh. Rav Moshe does not consider soda as a chamar medina. In source 22, in Chelek Beis Simanayin Hey, he was asked about mine soda. Right, see, when not 100% clear in the Rav Moshe, but he might just be talking about seltzer. Not sure if he's talking about soda or just seltzer. May soda, he says. B'divar makosho mine soda, im yeshlam din chamar medina. Meaning, is soda just bubbly flavored water? Because then it's not chamar medina. Beer is a different liquid. Obviously, beer, every liquid is mostly water. But beer is not super water. You don't look at beer and say it's super. Right? Soda, it's kind of, it's flavored. Or juice is not water. It's a different source. Beer comes from wheat. Where does soda come from? It's water with bubbles, with fizz, and flavors. It's not like orange juice or milk or others. So that's a big shiloh. Whether it's considered chamar medina or kadesh b'shach or l'avdolayim. Hanochal ani azdaiti din kamayim ba'alma. Says that Moshe is like water. Ti'av she'shosin osam gam b'su'udos ha'chashuvos. Even though they're eating in many chashuvios. U'machadin b'hen. And it's big covet to have them. Aval hu rak ishtiyas mayim l'simon. No. People only mostly have it to when they're thirsty. And to get cool in the hot days. When they're warm, people don't drink soda unless they're thirsty, Rav Moshe says in the Shuvah. And at the end he talks about, what about tea, what about milk? In the radiance of Shabbos, the Rav Simcha ben Kohen said that he asked Rav Moshe that they drink it at weddings. They drink it at smorgasbords, even though people aren't thirsty. They drink it. It's a covet to have these things. He said Rav Moshe didn't change his mind. He said, no. He said Rav Moshe didn't change his mind, even though he was asked that they drink it at, he still didn't think it was considered Chamar Medina. Question? No. So either way, Lamaisa, if one is stuck, one should try to use wine. If not, beer would be the Peshura Chamar Medina. After that, no, beer, I would say milk or orange juice. One of those would be a Chamar Medina. Yeah.
Did you have not enough grape juice to fill the cup? So you put in other juice first and finish with the grape juice?
If you don't have enough, right, if you don't have enough grape juice or wine, so there's no problem with adding a little more liquid. If you have some wine in there, so then it's for sure okay. For sure, it's for sure if it's the roof. Or sometimes if you don't have enough, you can put water in. Put water in, it's not a problem. Not a problem. Okay. There's a lot more achronim discussions about Chamar Medina. I can give you tshuvas afterwards to tell Yezer and Yevi Omer if you want more discussions about what can be used b'dievet for Chamar Medina. Yeah. Right, that's a Sephardi custom, I think. Pouring the water in before they pour the wine or after they pour the wine.
Yeah. Again, rinse the cup?
What?
To rinse the cup?
I think it's related to the days of the Gemara when wine had to be diluted. Wine had to be diluted, right? 1-4, different Amoram, had different, Arvik Slav can talk about what the ratio was. I think it goes back to that. So they're still doing Mizug. Mizug, they're still diluting the wine in today's day. Yeah. If the person making Abdallah doesn't like wines, you have two choices. You can have somebody make Abdallah and then somebody else drink it. Let's say, spoke about that my kids. Let's say you want the grandfather to make Abdallah. Right, it's covet. You want Zaidi to make Abdallah, but he can't drink wine. So he can make Abdallah, another person can drink it. Or, if the Abbot, he can use something else. There is, I gave you, I think, there is a suffix Rosh Shlomo Zalman had. I didn't mention it, thank you very much. There's a suffix Rosh Shlomo Zalman had in, did I give it to you? Yeah, in source 20. I gave you it to you. Shlomo Zalman had a suffix, what if you really love something else on Motzei Shabbos? So does chavivus override the lechatchila of wine? See, there's a suffix about it. If somebody really, really wants, then they could ask a shaila what should be done. Okay, let's continue. What are we up to? So we did source, we did 23. So now we are continuing in Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel and Shulchan Aruch, source 24. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Imein lo yayin. What happens if you don't have anything to make Abdallah on? What do you make Abdallah on? Say, I don't know, you're in a certain case that there's only water. Water is not Chamar Medina. What do you do? So, So wait! What's the problem? Are you allowed to eat? Because we spoke about last week, you're not allowed to eat before Abdallah. Hopefully you remember that Tochan Antanu. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Omrim Shem Mutzil Olecho. Some say you're allowed to eat because it's not like you're not making Abdullah. It's not your fault. You have nothing to make Abdullah on. There's only a chiyuv to make Abdullah when you can. And others say no. Others say no. If you can have it by tomorrow, don't eat. You can go a couple hours without eating. Forego Malava Malka because of the issur of eating before Abdullah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. 2 days. So, Baruch Hashem, this generally does not come up in our society, but there are two other cases that are related to the Shulchan Aruch, about not making Abdullah or not eating. One is in from the Radiance of Shabbos, in Source 25. Hidei Yesh Lo Ha'ir. It comes up in the summer months. Sometimes Shabbos is over at 9:45 at night, 10 o'clock at night. So you might have a child who is higiel lechinuch. Child is 9, 10 years old, and they go to sleep before Shabbos is over. So they are higiel lechinuch, meaning they're obligated to mitzvos midrabanan. So they wake up Sunday morning, they didn't hear Abdullah yet. Is there anything to worry about? Should they make Abdullah? We know Abdullah can stay till Tuesday. Should they make Abdullah Sunday morning? A cotton who's 4 years old, no. What if somebody's, I don't know, 10, 11 years old? They're already, Yigiel Chinuch, they daven, they make brachas. So should they be making Abdullah? So, quotes the Radiance of Shabbos, Aidei Zeh Lo Shomer Abdullah, Him Chayvan Labdei Liyom Rishon Lo, Amar Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe told him, the Mitzad Adin Ein Chayvan Labdei. Maker Adin, they do not have to make Abdullah. So I think generally most kids will say, forget it. Avalim Him Rotsim Labdei Minag Tov. If they want to, they can. But Maker Adin, they don't have to. Meaning, what would be Rav Moshe's Svara? Higiel Chinuch means if you're obligated in the mitzvah that's being performed right now, so do it. But if you were sleeping and you're young, so you should be sleeping at that time, and you wake up, so the ikur time for the mitzvah, you were anus, you were putter, so you don't have to make it up as Rav Moshe's Svara. But he quotes from Rav Yashiv that he heard B'shem Rav Yashiv and Rav Scheinberg that they should make Abdullah. They should make Abdullah when they wake up. So I'll focus on Ronan. Focus on Ronan whether the Kohen should make Abdullah in the morning. Yeah.
And let's say in Europe, especially
when
it's dark,
right, so it could come up, right? I remember, I think my parents were in Norway, one of those places up north one time, and it's one of these, mostly Shabbosim, you know, it gets dark like at midnight. Like, say it comes at midnight, and the sun comes up at like 3. Like 2, 3 hours of night. So let's say you want to go to Kedah, Thomas, Kriyashma. To set an alarm, so you don't have to have a mire, you don't have to go to sleep. So I think there, a lot of them, they make Abdullah Sunday morning. Right, you remind you, I think they make Abdullah Sunday morning. Everybody goes to sleep, and you're allowed to have a mire on Shabbos. Right, so they daven mire, they don't do malacha, they go to sleep with the lights off. They make up, they daven mire, they say, I guess they have to set an alarm beforehand. I don't know, they would create a martial arvus. I don't know what they do for that, if they have a says. And you wake up in the morning, okay, but the big shout is that what if you're in a place that there is no darkness? If you're by the, I don't know, some places, Iceland, Greenland, one of those north places that there isn't. It's just 3 months. 3 months is dark, 3 months is light. I think you go by the closest city. Rabbi Blyach has an article about this in one of his books. Interesting. So anyway, that's one related case of not making Abdullah on Motzei Shabbos, a kai. But what's another related case? It comes up in Shulchan Aruch. Rachmana Litzlan, let's say somebody is an onane on Motzei Shabbos. Let's say somebody died on Friday, and the burial's not happening until Sunday. Somebody dies over Shabbos, the burial's the next day. So we know that an onane, a relative of one of the 7 relatives, father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, spouse, 7 relatives that one has to sit Shiva for, or a Kohen is Batami for. So, person that onane, he is putter for mitzvos. And not only is putter, we paskin, he is usher to do mitzvos. We paskin, an onane is not allowed to do mitzvos. An onane is not allowed to make a bracha. An onane is not allowed to daven. I don't know, besides, learning is different for another. But so what does an Oni do about Abdullah? He doesn't make Abdullah. That we know. He does not make Abdullah. And Abdullah makes Abdullah. An Oni does not make Abdullah. What about, A, is he allowed to eat? And B, does he make Abdullah on Sunday after the Kvura? Or on Monday, whenever it is. 2 shilas. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Source 26. Yoredeya. Misha Meisla Meis B'Shabbos. Somebody's relative dies on Shabbos. Yochal B'Motzei Shabbos below Abdullah. He's allowed to eat. Let it eat. What halacha is telling you not to make Abdullah. So halacha can't hold you hostage, you can't eat either. So, no Abdallah, but you're allowed to eat. The lo yispalel, obviously you don't daven either. The lo baboker kod makura, and you don't daven before burial either. Ula achar kavura, yispalel tefillah shachris and marvis man. If it's still the morning, you daven shachris. If there's still time left. Avol tefillah ha'erev lo yispalel, shekvar avar zmana. Great lumdus here. But you don't daven mairiv. Even though we normally know that if you didn't daven Ma'ariv, you daven two chakrases, you didn't daven chakras, you always make one up. Here, no. You're mutka from mitzvos on Moti Shabbos, so you don't make it up. You don't have to make it up. You don't, even though it's chakras. Let's say it's still the morning. Still doesn't matter. One shmon asri by chakras. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Velo dummy l'shachach lo espal arvid. It's not like... Well, you forgot it. Didn't daven Ma'ariv. Shem is follow chakras fine, but you daven chakras twice. Why? Even shebalayla lo hayachayav l'spalel. You have a chiyav at night. Only way you have an unfulfilled chiyav, you have to make it up the next time. But if you didn't have a chiyav, you are mufka from the chiyav. Therefore, you don't have to make it up. That's regarding davening. What about havdalah? Well, the inyan havdalah yavdil achar sheyikvar hames. You do make Abdallah after the burial. Even though you don't have to make up the Ma'ariv from the night before, you have to make up Abdallah from the night before. Why? What's the lumdus? The answer is because Tefillah, you have a separate time, and the entire time of davening, of Ma'ariv, you were mufka from the mitzvah. You don't have to make it up. But Abdallah, the chiyav is Moti Shabbos, and Sunday, and Monday. It's not a different chiyav on Sunday. You have a chiyuv after Shabbos, make up Abdallah. And that chiyuv exists until Tuesday night, until you fulfill it. So Sunday afternoon, you're in the same exact chiyuv as you are Moti Shabbos, in terms of Abdallah. You were allowed to eat. Fine, because we didn't allow you to make up Abdallah the night before. But don't compare, says the Shulchan Aruch, davening Ma'ariv and Abdallah. Davening Ma'ariv, you do not have to make up. Manolatzan, if somebody was an Oneg, Abdallah, it's not a makeup. Not a makeup by Abdallah. Right now, I'm obligated. And therefore, I say it on Sunday afternoon. So those are two cases related to Sif Gimel, where I might not be making Abdallah. A, I'm a child, or I go to sleep, you know, early and I don't wake up, or somebody isn't owning. Yeah.
Someone's invited to pass Shabbos.
That's a good question. Aninus b'Shabbos is a big sugya, so we generally say Dvarim shebefar Hesya. They everything they're involved in everything before Hesya. Meaning in public. They go to shul. Should they be the chazan? Should they get an aliyah? No, Shabbos is different. Might not be. Aninus is somewhat suspended on Shabbos. Because right, Aninus is connected to the chiyuv of being asik in the burial. You can't do that on Shabbos.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Erev Shabbos or Shabbos. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Okay, let's continue. Next halakha. Sif Vav in the Shulchan Aruch. Said the Shulchan Aruch, source 27. Omer Abdallah Miyushav. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we say Abdallah sitting down. Ramah, the Yeshomrim, Umad, the Chenoagim, Dino Zelu, Machlokas, Machaber, and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says, source 27. Shulchan Aruch says, sitting down. The Ramah says, standing up. So, Ashkenaz and Sephardim. What are the reasons? What are the reasons? Why should you say it's standing? Why should you say it's sitting? So the Mishnah Berurah explains both reasons. Both sides. Why sitting? Says the Mishnah Berurah in source in Reis Hadikvav, Sifkan, Chav Zayin. Ma'iri kishemotzi la'achei rebidei chovasan. The key for Miyushav is because most of the time you're being motzi people in Abdallah. There's not one person there. And in order to create a kvius, a halachic connection between us, if we're sitting, that's an easier halachic connection. Alkein, kiman de'echad poter chadeiro, yesh lohem l'kulam la'asos kvius, ubumu'umed lohavi kvius. It's harder to create a kvius when we're standing. The Mishnayis and Maseches Brachos, you might have learned. Hesebu, if they recline together, oh, now they're a zimun, now they're together. But if they're just sitting, right, so nowadays, because they're sitting, if you're just standing at a bar with somebody, Eino Dome, let's say, at a bar. Let's say you got in a pizza shop. You have against the wall. I'm going to give a mushal. Varmar Surin. Right? So let's say you have a pizza shop. So there are like, sometimes you have these high seats to sit on, right at the side. So three more people sit on the side. So you look at there, you're like, they can not have to be sitting together. They all came in and they're eating pizza with a high stool. But if you're at a pizza shop and you see four people sitting at a table together, they're here together. They're a group. They're a family. Right, same kind of thing. They have a kfiyus. You can look at them objectively. So too, sitting down, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's easier to create a kfiyus. A nafkamina for this would be if you're the only making a dollar for yourself, there's no problem. But the Yesh Omrim, let's just do the Yesh Omrim, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Yesh Omrim holds Sfira Lei. What does the Ramah hold? Tekivat Shehu Halavayas HaMelech Ein Malavin Ela Me'umad. Havdalah is escorting out Shabbos Malkasa, and therefore you escort someone standing. Right, you're about to have Milavet Malka. That's going to come up after Shabbos. So if Havdalah is about escorting and acknowledging Shabbos as it leaves, we stand up. And what about the Kfiyas problem? Ulinia Kfiyas, Sagi, Kishim Azamnim, Hakol. Say, tell everybody, come around, focus, let's all realize we're making Havdalah now. We can make sure that everybody's focused and in a group, even if we are standing. Yeah. The person, well, I would say they go together. I would say the person, like, for the reason of kfiyos, everybody should be sitting. Not just the person making a dollar. Everybody should be sitting. So that is machlokes, machaber, and the Ramah. What is the background to this? What's the background of the Rishonim that talk about this? So if you remember, when we discuss Kiddush, hardly any Rishon. I think we saw just a Remez in a Rambam. But besides that, the Rishonim did not tell us at all. Kiddush, sitting or standing. Right? The Rishonim hardly spoke about it. Maybe one or two Rishonim. So what about here? So here there's a Tosfos. Here, at least Tosfos helps us out. Tosfos in Maseches Brachos, Daf Mem Gimel, quotes, Avot Tzarech Iyun, Sas may have Dawa, She'anu Mavdilin Ba'omdin. The Ramah is based on Tosfos. Right, Tosfos says, why do we make Abdullah standing? Hey, Chanu Potrin Zedzim, Yayinu Mi Abdullah, Achrei She'en Anu Lo Yoshim Lo Masubin. How is it that we say Abdullah standing? What's fascinating is that let's continue first. Yesh Shema Yesh Lomar, Mitosha Kovin Atzman Kedilasi Se Abdullah, Kavinami Akula Milsa. Maybe they're focused on each other. So if they focus on each other, it's enough to create a Kfiyus. But then he says, Lakach Noe Vitov, Lamavda Bagam Lashomim She Yeshu Vishas Abdullah, Shagi Nira Kikaba Upoter Osam. Says Tosfos, the minhag is to stand, but I think it's better, it's nice, Noe Vitov. Tosfos doesn't say, I think the minhag is wrong. Doesn't say that. He says, Noe Vitov, it's nice to sit, because that solves the kfiyas problem. But that is Tosfos, that's where you see the different minhagim. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lecham Chila of Tosfos, and the Ramah quotes the basic din of what people do. If you look though, I didn't give it to you, but it's two words. If you look in the Bir HaGra, on this siman, on the Shulchan Aruch says one should be sitting, the Bir HaGra quotes two words, the Chain Iker. On that Shulchan Aruch. So, those who follow the Gra, there are those who are very intimate in Hagei Agra, right? So, they go, oh, the Gra says to sit, so I sit, I'm going to change my minhag, I'm going to sit. So first of all, I want you to know that one can't pick and choose min Hagei Agra. You like the Gra, you got to pick the whole Gra. I like this minhag, I'm not going to say this, because, you know, I hope like the minhag Agra. Even during Tefillah, the Gra is minhagim all over. One wants to go by the Gra, fine, you have to read all of my Sarav, right, all the minhagim, we have to look through all the Bir HaGras on Shulchan Aruch, and we have to be consistent. But that's what the Gra says. The problem here is that there are two different misoras about what the Gra did. On Shulchan Aruch, it says V'chein Iker about sitting. But Rav Moshe already discusses, in source 30, that there are other sources that say the Gra stood by Havdalah. So even if somebody's a Gra man here, it's not so clear what the Gra did. It says Rav Moshe in source 30. Achshe'ika harbi b'nei Torah b'zman achron. There are many b'nei Torah. They followed what the Gra says in his beard to Shulchan Aruch. Right, he says many people do that because that's what the Gra says on Shulchan Aruch. But if you look in the Siddur of the Gra, some say that he made Abdullah Ma'umad. And Rav Chaim Balazhin writes that he saw the Gra make Abdullah standing. And he quotes others. Maybe he was alone, and that's why, right, there wasn't any kfiyas issue. There's a whole discussion about what exactly the Gra did. So Halacha L'maisa, says Rav Moshe, even if you're a Gra person, don't change your minhag. Because we don't really know what the Gra did about Havdalah. Writes Rav Moshe at the end,
Even if you usually go like the Gra, then we don't really know what to do in this case. Says the Ramoshe, since to go against the Ramah, if you are a Ben Ashkenaz, that's you need. Right? You need to prove yourself if you're going against the Ramah. The Kol Ben Ashkenaz Shenogin B'Chol Dvarim Karamah. All Ben Ashkenaz hold like the Ramah. Rav Avadya Yosef, whenever he quotes Ashkenaz a custom, he always says, Ben Ashkenaz Yotzin B'Yad Ramah. According to Allah, the pasuk, Yotzin B'Yad Ramah. He quotes it with an Aleph. So he said, the Ben Ashkenaz followed the Ramah. Uvepreshek Amatosas Atzman. Tosfos himself said that was the Minhag in the times of the Rishonim. So Rav Moshe says, Yesh Banu, the middle of 13, Yesh Banu Lasos Kaharamah. Why don't you go like the Ramah? Because it's not clear what the Gra did. Make Abdullah standing. Sheheyit Shekenu, Aminah, that's what the Minhag is. Shalachain, Ein Lachal Lashanos, Minhagcha, Aminah, Yisavicha, Ladamuvat. The questioner was saying, Shechain, Minhag, or Moshe says, no. The Yadarab is just the opposite. Tamua. It's Tamua on those who change the Minhag because they hold like the Gra. We don't know what the Gra did. He even adds at the end, Ivra, line 15, the Gamani Mavdil Miyushav, says Rav Moshe, I can't hide a secret from you. I make Abdullah sitting. I'm not going to hide it from you. But who Mishem Shekein Hayim Minog Adoni Avi Mori Barabi? My father did it. Says Rav Moshe, my father did it, so I do it. Even though I'm a big Ramah man, I'm a Ben Ashkenaz, but my father did it. Umemela gam benai, banai, but who like gam harib mitalmidei osin kein. So my children, my students do it. But lo damid l'shar dvarim, but it shouldn't be compared, because we really don't know exactly what the Gra did. So if your father stands, stand. If your father sits, sit. Both minhagim have basis in halacha. Yeah. What? Both agree, drink the wine sitting. Yes. Drink the wine sitting. That's what the Mishnah Berurah meant before. L'kulei Alma should drink the wine sitting. Yeah.
Isn't there I know that, like, Kiddush, there's an idea that you're giving Eidos, therefore you should be standing.
You're giving Eidos. Yeah, you're not giving Eidos. Only Eidos is by Hulu. First half of Kiddush. Second half of Kiddush, not Eidos. That's why some stand for the first half and sit for the second half. That's why we mentioned, I think last year, on Yontif, you know, then even the sheet doesn't say you should stand, might say you should sit. But yeah, there's nobody either stands. Nobody fool. Okay, let's try to do one more. One more. Finishing up, continuing that Shulchan Aruch, which we only read the first half of it. Go back for a minute to the Shulchan Aruch. Back in Source 27. Ba'ochez hayayin biyamin. Middle of 27. Show the wine in your right hand, v'hahadas b'smol, and the b'samim in your left hand, u'mivarech al hayayin. Coats in the right, havdolah b'samim in the left, and make a bracha on yayin, v'shub noto hahadas b'yamin, v'hayayin b'smol, then switch them, put the b'samim in your right hand, then make bracha on the hadas, then switch it back, and finish the havdolah. What is the issue here? The issue here is, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Source 32, whatever you're making a bracha on should be in your right hand. Right, if I'm making bracha bar per guffin, like any mitzvah, I'm about to eat an apple. The apple should be in my right hand. I'm about to make bracha guffin, the wine should be in my right hand. And when I do the besamim should be in my right hand. Because every chepsa shel mitzvah is supposed to be in my right hand at the time that I make the bracha on it. That's the Mishnah Berurah in Source 32. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, or the Aruch HaShul, yeah, your question first?
Yeah, so how come, why do you hold it in your left hand?
Okay, we'll get to that right now. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, why do you need the besamim in your left hand? And when you start, why does the Shulchan Aruch say that? The Mishnah Berurah says, so you have it, it's connected to Al HaKos. The Mishnah Berurah is explaining the other one. Mishnah Berurah is explaining why, when you take the besamim in your right hand, you move the kos to your left hand. He says, so that it's also considered besamim al hakos. He does not explain why the besamim should be in your left hand to start. That's what he says. The Aruch HaShulchan says, don't worry about your left hand. That's not the ikar point here. In Source 34, the ikar is your right hand. Lav dafka, you have to have anything in your left hand. Just always have in your right hand what you're about to make the bracha on. But other poskim, the Be'er Moshe, the Debesina Rebbe, Rav Moshe Stern 35, thinks no, like the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah of the Shulchan Aruch, that when... I don't think anybody explains why you should have the besamim in your left hand to start. I don't know what the reason for that is. But after that, when you make the bracha of besamim, which the besamim should be in your right hand, and when you make the bracha of bar mer ha'esh, So your right hand should be free to be able to look at by the Nair, because also your right hand. So in that case, the kos should be in your left hand at that time to make it al hakos. Make it al hakos. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's what the Ber Moshe says. So that it could have the other brachas be al hakos. Yeah. What about lefties? They should do the opposite. Right? Well, lefties usually make kiddush with their left hand, right? I'll let them come to the left hand. I think that one should think Rabbi who is it? The storyteller. The Magid books. Right. No, that's not Pesach Krohn. I think he's a lefty. I think he has a whole safer out. The Allah of the left. What? Yad. Right, Eliezer. So he has a whole safer on the left, but I think they switch it. Okay, that's in terms of the order. Just one other halakha, and this will finish. Rav Moshe writes in the Shuva, there are some, let's say, a man's wife is holding the candle, and it is the time of the month where the husband and the wife have certain separations from each other. Harchakos, just to have in your notes, that it is no problem for a wife to hold the candle while the husband, you know, looks at his own fingernails with the light of the fire that the wife is holding. That is not a problem of any type of harchaka. One is, there's no iser bazeh. Passing from one to the other, it's not for now, but passing is aser b'shas when a wife is in Eidus. Therefore, sometimes the candle is passed from one person to the other person. The husband and the wife cannot, or even besamim. To get the besamim, you know, is not, should be put on the table. Sometimes a candle, you can't do that. You've got to figure something out that nothing is passed from one to the other during that time. But either way, Meikar Adin, at least looking at the candle when one is holding, the other one does not have a problem. Okay, we still have to do women in Havdalah and then get up to something in there.
Yeah, I mean, like, the